Orkwell watched in horrified fascination as Gorath shook the already dead fox like a rag. He ran to the badger, tugging at his simple homespun tunic.
Come on, mate. Leave them. We've got to get away from here. We must get to Redwall and sound the alarm.
With the limp form of the fox still clenched in his paws, Gorath turned to face the young hedgehog. Orkwell gasped with fear. The badger's eyes were blood red, his teeth bared like a mad beast. Gorath was in the grip of blood wrath. Then something very odd happened. Gorath dropped the carcass of his foe, picked up both Orkwell and his pitchfork, and slid over the side of the ship into the river moss. By the time they reached the bank, he appeared quite calm. Orkwell attributed his friend's sudden change to the cold river water.
Which way to your abbey, my friend?
Orkwell pointed.
Go east. We'll cross to the other bank when we're safe out of this area.
They set off into the night-shaded woodland, with Orkwell leading the way. He had been walking rapidly for a while when he noticed that Gorath was dropping behind. The badger's pace was noticeably slower, and he was having to stop, leaning on the pitchfork with his huge striped head drooping. The hedgehog waited until his friend caught him up. One look at Gorath was all he needed. Orkwell shook his head.
You're in bad shape. Everything's catching up on ye. Rest and victuals, that's what you need, matey. Sit down.
Gorath slumped wearily to the ground. His head wound, thirst, starvation and cruel treatment had finally taken its toll. That, with his brief attack of blood wrath, had left him as weak as a dibbon. Orkwell scratched his head spikes, trying to think what to do. The answer came to him in a flash. He took command, issuing Gorath with orders.
I've got it. I know this neck of the woods, mate. Now you stay here, keep that tongue thing with ye, but don't move, or you sit right here. I think there's a big old bed of ferns hereabouts. Stay clear of it, because it's a swamp. Someplace along the bank, there's a fat, greedy vole. That beast's got two things we need. Victuals and a place to rest. You stop here. I'll come back for you as soon as I can. Understood?
Gorath rose with a grunt.
I'm coming with you.
Orkwell folded his paws resolutely.
No, you ain't. I said you're staying here.
And I said I'm coming with you.
The pitchfork prongs were a spike's breadth from Orkwell's snout. He hardened his voice as he glared at Gorath.
That's what I said. You're coming with me. Now stop arguing and let's get moving, big beast.